Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the plan was to pull an all-nighter studying before a big final. However, she didn't plan on a ghostly encounter on that all-nighter.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. I don't stay up late to study or anything like that. I never really did. But I remember back in those days where, you know, you would stay up late and party and hang out with friends and do all that sort of stuff. It seemed so much easier to do so back in those days. Now, I swear to God, I feel like if I'm up past midnight during the week, the next 2 days are going to be very miserable with me just waiting and counting down the moments to get back into bed and get more well rested. You're a little bit older than me. Does it keep getting worse? I mean, it's starting here. Does it just get worse?
Bitch.
You're not much, but you're a little bit. So I just like what's going to happen in the next 10 years?
No, it's bad. I'll tell you, like right now, once 8 o'clock hits, I can feel the countdown. I still get up pretty early for my job. So I'm still up around 5:30. Sometimes it's around 4:30 and stuff like that.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, I got to do my shows and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, it's tough. And by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I got to be out. And every night I've got a little system. I turn on Pluto TV on my phone and I turn on the Bob Ross channel or the. And I just watch Bob Ross until I fall asleep, which is not like 5-10 minutes. And that's it.
That's a great plan to fall asleep with some Bob Ross.
It's great.
Yeah. It just totally kind of zones you out. I've been watching, my fiance has been watching a lot of these Netflix like dating shows. So it's utterly bizarre on what the situations are. Then you end up having weird dreams that incorporate these strange characters and like, what is going on here? But, I'm going to suggest Bob Ross tonight. Let's go to our first phone call. 855-853-4802. Is our number. Hi.
My name is Scarlett, and I'm calling from Southern California. I found your show on October 31st, Halloween, and I have been in love since. It's a great show. I've always kind of been on the fence about ghostly stuff and the paranormal. I mean, I've had some experiences myself, of which I'll tell you about one. But listening to your show really, really gets you thinking, you know? So, as I stated, I do have one story I wanted to tell you. I did write in with one regarding my now husband's grandfather and what we think was possibly him and possibly my husband's uncle reaching out to us. I hope you liked that if you did read it. This story, though, it's about something, another one that happened to me. And it happened to me while I was in college. A friend of mine, it was a girl I was friends with back then. We had a bunch of classes together, so we'd always study. And it was for a final, I believe. Granted, this was like 4 years ago. I went over to her house to study. And before this, or actually it was her uncle's house. So before this, she'd always, you know, mentioned how she felt her uncle's house was haunted by, she didn't even know what, possibly something not human. I just know she felt really uncomfortable. She's very honest with the fact that she would use substances to kind of dull her mind so she wouldn't have to deal with whatever was in the house. You know, she would drink quite often. She would smoke pot quite often just to avoid having to deal with this and hopefully sleep through it. So some of her experiences included hearing banging up and down the stairs like a bowling ball, in her words. I remember that distinctively. She described it as like someone throwing a bowling ball up and down the stairs and, you know, seeing something out of the corner of her eye, stuff like that. So, I mean, perhaps my experiences were influenced by this previous knowledge I had. But regardless, back to my story, I apologize. So I stayed over there for a night so we could, you know, pull an all-nighter, sleep a little bit, and then you know, go on to our test the next day. And, I mean, as soon as I stepped through the door, I was uneasy. But again, whether or not that's because of what I already knew or whether or not I actually picked up on something, it's hard to say. But that house was really uncomfortable. I mean, my stomach was in knots right off the bat. And to be very honest, it was hard for me to concentrate on our studying. I felt so uneasy and sick and just so anxious. And I wanted to get out. But of course, especially at that time, I didn't have a car. So I was kind of stuck there. So I did end up staying the night. I didn't shower. I didn't want to be exposed like that. I mean, not that clothing, you know, possibly could stop much of an evil something, but it's security enough, you know? So, I didn't shower, you know, and that night we changed into our jammies and we slept in the same bed because she only had one bed and I hate sleeping on the floor, and we were close. We didn't mind sharing a bed. So that night we're sleeping. I'm a light sleeper to begin with. And probably my sleep was affected, but again, by the knowledge of this, who knows? But at one point in the night, I remember waking up and I just had the compulsion to look in the doorway. And I swear to God, I saw a man in the doorway just staring at me, but I don't, maybe a man, it was humanoid. I don't know. It just didn't look right. And I did like the little kid thing. I shut my eyes and, sorry, I'm getting emotional. I shut my eyes and got under the sheet and, you know, just tried to fall asleep. And I'm not religious, but, you know, I even tried praying at that point, trying to get whatever the heck it was away from me. So I'm, you know, I'm under the sheets and I was kind of like in that twilight sleep, you know, where you're kind of asleep, kind of not, like you're sort of acknowledging the things going on around you. And I feel Laura, my friend at the time, touching my hair. Like, she's petting my hair. And, you know, we're friends, but we're not really that affectionate. And so I went to kind of brush her away. And it wasn't her. Her hand was not there. There wasn't anything. But it was like someone, like, you know, rubbing your scalp, you know, in a soothing way. But, you know, regardless, I felt not assaulted. That's a very strong word, but, you know, violated to an extent. And that's such an intimate thing to do. And that's what whatever it was felt like it could do with me. So again, very uneasy, sheet over my head, trying to fall back asleep. And so I'm trying, you know, again, go into that weird twilight sleep. And this time I feel something touching my butt. Something's touching my bottom and like rubbing my butt. And at that point I just got up and went to the bathroom and kind of hyperventilated and stayed in there for God knows how long, playing on my phone, you know, texting my now husband, you know, telling him what happened. And he kind of wrote it off as me, you know, just kind of freaking out and overthinking, you know, you already knew what was going on in that house, Scarlett, like, you're just kind of playing yourself. But, you know, I did eventually go back to bed and, you know, lay down and, you know, needless to say, did not get much sleep that night. But the next day, you know, I told Laura everything and she just kind of wrote it off as, oh, he likes you. You know, oddly enough, not a compliment, but, I never went there again. I refused to. She invited me plenty of times. You know, it was like, well, I could get through it, so can you. And I wasn't going to put myself in that situation if I didn't absolutely have to. And especially if whatever it was seemed to like me, I didn't want to be part of that either. So that's my story. Like I said, I had written in another, and so it seems like I have a slight history of this, you know, at least things trying to reach out to me possibly. So I don't know if you'd say I'm a sensitive or anything, but I do have other experiences, nothing quite as, you know, extreme as this one, more small things, and I can, you know, submit those if you'd like, but, you know, there it is, and so I hope you guys have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.
Yes, please do submit the other ones as well. Thoughts on that?
I'm not sure in the time that I've been helping with this podcast, which has been very enjoyable all this time, I'm not sure that I've ever heard anybody get that worked up where you could actually hear it in their voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and you know, occasionally somebody says, well, I'm a little scared, but this obviously was something that really, really bothered her.
Yeah.
And originally I was thinking, well, maybe the spirit or the energy that was kind of, you know, petting her hair was trying to protect her or make her feel better about the situation that she experienced with the man in the doorway or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the touching and stuff like that, that's violation, and it does happen. And, you know, you do hear those stories from time to time. That's got to be a very, very scary situation.
Especially if you're asking it to stop or something and it still goes on. Like you yeah. feel helpless to the situation that you're in.
Yep.
Very creepy. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Hey, if you want an ad-free experience of the podcast, you can get it. Just to go to Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber there. You can even try it out for 3 days free. You also want to go to patreon.com/realghoststories if you're not on the Apple Podcast. Get the same experience right over there. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.